If you have red eyes in a photograph, does that mean that you're a demon? Is the universe actually infinite, or is it coming to get us? Find out how long you have to live on today's episode of This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host for today, Rory Powers, joined by my paranormal pal, Kit Greer.
Oh, we're back again.
We're back on a Tuesday discussing those paranormal things. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, basically every week, me and Kit investigate as professional paranormal investigators a brand new paranormal tale, paranormal case, paranormal study, and we come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is the truth.
That's right. Top of our class, Harvard Paranormal School.
Yeah, it's really hard to find. It's like Xavier's School for Mutants.
Everyone's in a wheelchair for some reason.
It's just all Xavier's. We don't actually know who owns the school.
If you guys have never seen us in real life, we're bald in wheelchairs.
We float a lot as well. We're big into floating. So this week, we have a really interesting one.
Ooh.
Because it's one of the most current paranormal events taking place right now in our own world.
This hasn't even hit the news. This hasn't even happened yet. It's so new.
Yeah, we're predicting this.
This is a fortune teller episode.
So this story came to light a week or so ago when a guy on Twitter named Adam Ellis began tweeting that he thought his house was haunted.
Okay.
Now, Kit, you and I, we're no strangers to haunted houses.
My God.
You know, I feel like I've never lived in a place that hasn't been haunted.
Absolutely.
By a ghost, sometimes, mostly, landlord. where's the rent? Ooh, you know, just haunting me nonstop.
Or haunted by rats. I've been a squatter most of my life, and it's mostly haunted by vermin, actually.
Haunted by rats. That is such a great death metal band.
Paranormal investigator, asking you questions. And are they ghost rats? No, just regular rats. Okay, not really paranormal then.
Do they float through the walls or do they sort of gnaw at them? Have you thought of hiring a ghost cat to solve your problem? I'm not sure I am the man you're looking for. Now, as always, with all of our cases, we're going in with respect and open minds.
So who is this guy?
So his name's Adam Ellis.
Okay.
I didn't actually know a lot about him before this popped up. I think he's an illustrator. I think he works in comics.
Cool.
Call me out, Adam, if I'm delivering any of this wrong.
All right.
But basically, as soon as it started happening, he's been tweeting about it, keeping everyone posted. Mm. This is an ongoing investigation as well, which is why this is so cool.
Yeah.
So let's begin. It all starts on August 7th, 2017, with one simple tweet. 4:35 p.m., Adam says, "So my apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me." Strong start, Adam.
It is a strong start.
I'm hooked.
Yeah,
it's the first paragraph of your novel. You made it through the dragons. I'm ready to go. Adam continues, "He started appearing in dreams, but I think he's crossed over into the real world now. The first time I saw him, I was experiencing sleep paralysis and saw a child sitting in the green rocking chair at the foot of my bed."
Wow.
Adam says he had a huge misshapen head that was dented on one side. For a while, he just stared at me, but then he got out of the chair and started shambling towards the bed.
Shambling?
Shambling.
Okay.
Is that a word? Shambling?
I don't know.
Scrambling?
Yeah.
Shambling? It is now. He shambled. He, she, we shamble. Adam says he couldn't move because he was paralyzed, which is sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But right before he reached the bed, he wakes up screaming.
Oh, shit.
Screaming in fear.
I can imagine, yeah. Like, it's cold sweat dripping down your face.
I mean, that's freaky. Well, we haven't really talked about sleep paralysis a lot on this podcast before. Mm. We mentioned last week when we were discussing the Slender Man, how the people who experienced them woke up in the middle of the night and saw him.
Yeah.
And whether that was maybe sleep paralysis taking place.
That's right.
But it's a creepy one. We might have to look into that one a little bit more.
Yeah,
it would
be interesting to talk to someone on the pod who has suffered from it. Because you haven't suffered from it, am I right in saying?
No, see, my whole life is just a nightmare. Waking, asleep, consciousness, unconsciousness. Okay. I always feel like I'm paralyzed emotionally, physically. And my fear, death, is always creeping towards me at a pace. And I know when it reaches me, I'll just try and scream out. And I just can't because of just the suffocating feelings in my heart.
Mine is, you know, people talk about, you know, like, oh, I like a party. And you know, people are like handing out like drugs to each other. And then someone like tries it, but then instantly regrets it because they're having a bad trip.
Right.
But then it kind of ends because it's
That's your life?
But I never stopped tripping. It's been one bad trip.
Are you just trying to tell me that you're really addicted to drugs? Well, I was just one bad trip. I'm hooked, this is me honestly.
This is me and AA, and they're just like, have you tried not taking the drugs? Well, shit.
In your mind, they're just like a talking chair. You're like, that's not a bad idea, Miss Rocker. Not a bad idea at all. Taking another pill. No, Kit.
You say that to me again, Mrs. Corn Cob.
I'll knock your teeth out. So Adam, being the artist that he is, he actually drew a picture of the boy of David.
That's handy. That's when it comes in handy, like being a
it
like
is
being
great.
A trade.
And it's a spooky picture. It gives us an idea of like how his head was dented and deformed.
Yes.
So I'm going to pass you the photo now, Kit, if you can examine that.
Yep. This is a creepy, disgruntled kid. He's got giant bags under his eyes. And more alarmingly, half of his head is missing.
Yeah.
Have you seen images? These kind of heads do exist in real life. Have you ever seen those?
What?
Yeah. There's people who have been, let's say, in accidents or bombs and things like that.
Oh, and they've survived
They've survived, but it's blown off, let's say, 30% of their brain.
Dang.
And that's, like, one of the amazing things about, like, recent neurological science and everything is they've realized how much of the brain you really need to stay alive and even to be able to do basic day-to-day functions. You can still function with, like, you know, half a brain.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until a few nights later where Adam actually has another dream. This one is even more terrifying.
Okay.
This is where we're going to get a lot of our lore and backstory. So in the dream, he was in this library and a girl comes up to him and says, "You've seen dear David, haven't you?"
Oh.
So Adam replies, "Who?" And she says, "Dear David, you saw him." At that point, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not scared of anything either. So that says something, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of shit.
Really? Not even like death or
what? Well, yeah, sure, death, like a tiny bit.
Or like your parents just like you just realizing your parents never loved you kind of thing.
No, you know, it's one of those things. Not really a spook, is it? It's more of just like a fact. More of just something that's going on.
You see, the fear lies in the not knowing, but I do know that a lot.
It's not ambiguous. They tell me every day.
You know. They say cast a light on your fears. Well,
my fears are pretty damn bright.
Pretty lit.
Yeah.
Fear's so bright I have to wear sunglasses.
So the girl continues and she says, "He's dead. He only appears at midnight. And you can ask him two questions if you say, Dear David, first." But then she added, as a final note, "Never try and ask him a third question, or he'll kill you."
Oh, shit. Is it like the Matrix? If you die in the dream, do you die in real life? Have you ever died in a dream?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
I've
I have.
I've killed either. In a dream.
Every night.
Everyone. You for sure.
Whoa.
Multiple times. I call them the good ones.
The highlight reel.
And I wake up to the nightmare.
I imagine every night you dream a different scenario. Like in one, you're like a North American conquistador killing Native Americans. But every time I'm the person being killed and you're the person killing. But yeah, now that I think about it, I don't think I've died either. Maybe this is a thing.
Yeah, maybe that's just waking up.
Whoa.
So it gets even weirder. In another dream, Adam says that David comes back. Same situation, he was in bed, and David was sitting in the rocking chair near the window, staring at him. Okay, so I'm just going to say this, real quick advice.
Yeah.
If you have a rocking chair in your house, get rid of the rocking chair. Yeah. Burn it, break it,
why
bury
would you have
it.
That? In 2017, who needs a rocking chair?
Tick the other ones off. A doll, if you have a doll, old doll, burn it.
Yeah, what's the things you need to get rid of?
Attic, creepy attic, bolt it up.
Just, yeah, bolt it up.
Or
why
just
would
cut
you need
the roof
attic?
Off
just
your house.
Have less things that you don't need to store them in the attic. Actually, same goes for basements.
Old books, burn them. I don't care if it's Harry P. or the Bible. Hold on to the Bible, because I think that's usually a good one.
Yeah, you're
going to
infer demons.
You're going to need that.
Where you're going.
Where you're going. There's an old story that was told to me by my karate sensei. And it's a story of an old master of martial arts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he was so good that his students, you know, followed him around everywhere because they wanted to watch him every day. So one day they're walking down the street and there's a donkey with its cart on the side of the road.
Yeah.
The master's walking down the street, the donkey kicks with his back leg and immediately the master rolls out of the way and dodges it impulsively without even thinking. And all the students are like, that was incredible. How amazing is this guy that he dodged it without even thinking.
Right.
So the week passes and they're walking down that same street again. And the students see the donkey on the road and they're like, this is gonna be amazing. He's gonna dodge the donkey kick again and we'll all get to see it. Before he gets to the donkey, the master crosses over to the other side of the road. And the students are like, master, why did you cross over the side of the road? They're bummed out. They don't get to see it. And he was like, well, last week I was almost kicked by the donkey.
Right.
Why? Like, I could just avoid the whole situation by crossing. It's being smart. Burn your chairs. Burn your roof.
Quote, sensei.
I think that's what he was getting at, actually, at the time, was that if you have a donkey, you should kill it.
Yeah.
Lest paranormal beings possess him.
I mean, it's a very odd... I mean, I don't want to rag on your sensei's story. It's definitely an odd...
Don't you... If you say one fucking word about sensei...
He's a fucking
bitch. I will end you. I will end you, Malvena.
Oh, Christ. He's got a ninja death star to my pupils.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Anticipate, just
avoid the whole thing.
Exactly. Take from that what you will.
But maybe
if that story makes me your master, then so be it.
I don't think that makes you anyone's master.
So to continue, in the dream, Adam asks his first question. Okay, he sees David at the end of his bed, and he asks him, "Dear David, how did you die?"
It's a good question.
It's a good start one. David mumbles, "An accident in a store."
All right.
Adam replies, "Dear David, what happened in the store?" David replies with, "A shelf was pushed on my head." Then Adam asks, "Who pushed the shelf?"
Don't ask the third question. God damn it. You were told once. How many times?
I know. That's when Adam says you realize.
That's when a donkey kicked him in the goddamn teeth.
That's when Adam realizes he's asked a third question.
Uh-oh.
At that point, he wakes up absolutely terrified.
Wow.
Spooky stuff, right? We're having these dreams overlap with each other, which is really creepy. We've had David go back to this story, and then the information from this one is now leaking into this dream.
Yeah, I mean, you usually don't have like concurrent dreams like that. You don't usually get to go back to the same situation.
No, not at all.
Yes.
It's definitely an interesting setup. All right. So this is great because one of the best parts about this story is that while Adam is not, I repeat, not a fellow professional paranormal investigator.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
just get
Adam.
That clear.
You haven't done the years of training and paid the online fee. So you haven't done that.
Wait, what did you pay?
$3K large.
Wow. To who?
The king, paranormal king.
Yeah. Yeah.
King Boo. But who did you pay to?
I'm King Boo, actually.
Shit, I actually have your invoice.
King Boo 69.
I have your invoice, King Boo, here. Well, this is one of the reasons why it's so great is because Adam does do some of his own investigating.
Okay,
means
cool.
I don't have to do it, which is great. So what Adam does is he starts looking up deaths in the city, but he can't find anything about a kid named David dying in a store.
Yeah.
He says he tried different names, Daniel, Dylan, Devon, nothing. So a few weeks go by without any more incidents. And in this time, Adam moves into the flat upstairs, which if anything, you'd think would be a good move. Because, you know, ghosts and paranormal creatures usually are linked to one location, having a particular significance to them in life.
Yeah.
So it's not a big move, but one floor up could make a lot of difference.
I mean, I guess,
You know, if he didn't have his head caved in on that floor, maybe he won't come bother you anymore. But that's totally wrong, because strange stuff starts happening big time.
David's like, you're in my room. Yeah. I was coming to see you before, but now you're on my turf, bitch.
The next floor is just a store with a shelf pushed over and like a skeleton or like the chalk line of a boy with a dented head.
Like, this place seems nice. Unfurnished, but I'm sure I can make it homey.
Oh,
David
God.
Was here.
So more strange things start happening. And Adam tweets, for the past 4 nights, my cats have gathered at the front door at exactly midnight and just stare at it.
Oh, Christ.
Almost like something's on the other side. Now, if you remember from the dream, the girl in the library said that David only appears at midnight.
That's right.
That's when he appears. And this is happening every single midnight. Adam's cats go to the front door and just stare at it.
Shit.
I think I actually have a picture of this. That's the that's the first one that he tweeted. He posted this photo and subsequently has posted videos of it becoming midnight and the cats being at the door.
This is cool. So this is some actual proof.
Yeah, actual evidence of it going down, it happening.
No shit.
Which I do, you know, I really respect that, Adam, that you've gone as far as, you know, you're not trying to put up information that could have lots of ifs and buts about it. You're trying to get it to us as plain and simple as possible.
True.
Video is a great example of that.
Goddamn
journalist. So I do appreciate that. He then goes on to tweet, last night, I got a weird feeling and looked out the peephole, and I'm dead certain I saw movement on the other side. But when I opened the door and turned on the hall light, nothing was there. Later, he tweeted, update. For the 6th night in a row, my cat has walked over to the door promptly at midnight and just stared at it. Weird.
This is all not good.
It's getting weirder. Okay, so Adam, not wanting to open the door at midnight anymore, decides he's going to take a photo through the peephole. In the first photo, right where the banister meets the shelves, it looks like there's something hiding on the stairs.
You could say, yes, there is a sort of shadowy blob.
Yeah.
Through the peephole.
And here is a photo of the original shot through the peephole and one taken later for comparison.
Okay, cool. We can see that the blob is not a shadow cast by the shelves.
Yeah.
It is actually gone altogether in
it's
the second photo.
It's actually the curved head of a small child.
I mean, I can see his pupils. I can see the hair on his chinny chin chin. He did not let him in.
I mean, it looks pretty legit. Your eyes are bleeding. Are you okay, sir?
Don't ask me a third question, you son of a bitch. I think he's done some great investigative work here.
Hashtag.
Hashtag investigative work here. In trying to cut the fat, cut all the ifs and buts, as you say,
right,
out of this, and just what is exactly happening.
So over the following days, he does some experimenting using one of the sleep recorder apps that picks up any sounds during the night. And yeah, there's a couple of noises, but I'm always a little skeptical about that stuff. Like, having used it the past in my life, just, you know, noises happen at nights.
Yeah.
He's got two cats as well, you know? So if there's any like footsteps or bumps or like, I'm gonna fucking kill you in your sleep. It's all these sleeping cats.
It could be the wind.
So forward on to Monday, August 14th, 2017. Adam continues to tweet. He says, I bought a Polaroid camera this weekend because they're fun and dorky, and I decided to take a few photos around my apartment.
Big mistake, dude.
Polaroids are stupid and fun and inherently sort of creepy. I didn't expect to find anything, and for the most part, I didn't. I took a couple of my living room and bedroom. They're pretty unremarkable.
Okay.
Then I went into the hallway and snapped a photo. The Polaroid developed completely black. So it's worth noting, and this is why I brought it with me here today, he's using the exact same Polaroid camera that I have.
Yeah, this so is one can, of these modern Instax cameras. Yeah,
we can vouch for its reliability.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never really had a bad photo. I wanted to check, actually, because I think I have film in mine, but it just says that the photo count S.
For spooky.
for spooky. Hold on a sec. I'll just try it. There we go. Completely black. Oh, shit!
It's totally black.
Okay, for the record, yes, it is totally black, but that's because it's the little one that you take first before the photos come out.
Why would you do that?
Okay, now we're on 10.
I'm so scared.
Okay. I want to take a picture with the Polaroid.
We need to take a photo of that for Twitter.
Yeah, we should, actually. Look, which way is easiest? How about you come over here?
Okay.
Right, and we'll take a photo with the Polaroid.
Okay.
And we'll put it up on Twitter. We'll post the picture on Twitter so okay. people can like come check it out, vouch its reliability. If you want to check out that picture, it's on Twitter at ThisParaLife. We'll do the same on Facebook as well. Don't worry, guys.
We just do one of those old like Victorian photos where they don't smile and they just stare at the camera.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. All right. Sweet. Photos being developed. Already, as you can see, it comes out white.
Not black.
So for a photo to develop and then be completely black, that's a little weird because...
It's not good.
It's really not good.
Yeah, Fujifilm have been in this industry for a long time. They know how to make photos.
More on that photo as it develops.
Oh!
Thank you. That would have been smoother if I didn't pick up the wrong sheet that I was reading from. So that's kind of...
Put a little dent on that. Shit. 3 minutes later.
Again, fair play to you, Adam. You're being very thorough here.
Yes.
There's obviously going to be doubt when you're showing these two pictures. What he does is he actually shows a video of himself taking the photo in the hall and it developing completely black.
Really?
Yes. That's and I'm going to bring cool. it up and I'm going to show it to you.
Nice, dude.
This is him taking a photo of the creepy hallway, okay?
A lot of locks, this guy.
It's a lot of locks. I don't blame him, I guess. Like, it's lit. There's a flash that goes off as well. Yep. Additional lighting.
He's getting in the house quick.
Just locks it up.
And as you can see, the first one has already developed.
Looks cool. good. Checks out. And again, no cuts. He's being an honest man here. He's just letting it all go.
It's gonna take a minute.
We don't have a minute, Adam.
But it is developing black.
Already developing black. No detail in the photos at all.
That's pretty weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, again, look at ours. It's been a number of minutes and it's already developing fully.
That's true.
If we had the luxury of every time all of our cases having this same level of evidence.
Yes, yeah, amazing.
We probably this wouldn't have said vampires are real.
Or the Loch Ness Monster, any of this shit. Yeah, this is 21st century paranormal investigation, folks.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys can be a part of it alongside of us. So since then, there's a number of different things have happened. Okay. Adam has continued to see David in a number of dreams. He's tried to use
triple
sage.
Homicide.
He's used sage to cleanse the apartment, which apparently drives off bad energy.
Very good idea.
Awful spirits. He's woken up with the feeling that the apartment is swaying and shaking, almost like an earthquake.
Uh-huh.
And another of other strange occurrences. But as I said, this is very much an ongoing case.
Right.
The last thing he's tweeted is that this all feels like the horrible feeling you get before a storm comes. And then within 24 hours, he had a warning that there was going to be a thunderstorm in his local area.
Wow.
And that was, as of right now, up to date, the last thing that he tweeted out. So I assume he's obviously dead now.
Yeah. No,
but it's good to be current.
Damn, this is a weird one. This is like out of our normal territory. This is an ongoing case.
Yeah.
Up to date. We could end up doing a follow-up.
Hey, that's a really good idea.
See where this is at.
Seeing how it goes.
Future episode.
Yeah. I mean, like, right off the bat, what do you think about houses being haunted? Kit, have you ever experienced any domestic hauntings in your life?
I did actually have a run-in, in my own home.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Would you care to elaborate?
Sure. It's quite straightforward.
Okay.
I came in home one night.
Why are you talking like this? I came in home one night. And
they're
everything was
through
fine.
Me. They're
I
saying
slept
not,
like a human.
They're telling me not to say shit, Rory. They're whispering in my ear.
Don't tell them anything.
So basically, I grew up in quite a large house. It's like across three stories, quite tall.
It's a borderline mansion.
It's pretty scary.
It's a big.
It's over 100 years old.
Right.
But I was there one day. And I had been upstairs, I'd been at the top floor in kind of the attic space.
Right.
And I had, I think I was like turning off all the lights or something on
Bad
the top.
Bad move to start. Never turn off the lights.
And I was just like knocking everything off and like, you know, and close all the windows and everything. And then I was kind of like doing the rounds coming downstairs then to like do the same before heading to bed that night. And then whenever I was on the first floor, I heard upstairs, doo-dum. And it was like, that's weird. I was just upstairs. And then it's like, dum again. It's as if like the wind is somehow like, you know, it's like the wind like closes the door.
Yeah.
And it goes again. I'm like, I closed every window there. Everything's, there's no one there.
Right.
And then I hear, dum. And I'm going, I'm starting to get freaked out at this point because I'm like, there's no mechanism by which this can be going. There's no window open, no
not
nothing
logical.
Up there.
Not logical.
And then I'm like, it's just in my head. I've set like a little. I'm like quiet, just staying like perfectly still and perfectly quiet. I was about to hit off the light on the landing, and I'm just in my head. I set like a little thing. I'm like, if it happens again, that's not okay. And then I just hear,
I'm gonna kill myself. It's like gun
I
in the mouth,
the revolver,
waiting for it to go.
And I just hear. Dum 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 dum.
Spray
and I just hear constant dum 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 as this door just opens and closes constantly.
That's weird and creepy.
I get the hell out of Dodge. I run down the stairs and into my room, and I hide, and that's more or less it.
You didn't even go see what it was?
No.
God damn.
Hell no, I'm not going to see
You have
what
an
it
obligation
was.
As a professional paranormal
investigator. I was a child. And that's why I dedicated my life to this field, damn it.
That's a good origin story, at least.
But, I mean, I've had a couple of run-ins in my life, but that was, like, one of the first, actually. And it's just, as you mentioned, a haunted house situation.
Yeah.
And I didn't really work out what it was. I kind of, the next day, I took a look around, and there was no reason as to why that should happen that I could see.
Spooky.
It was very spooky.
And it's frustrating when you don't actually get an explanation as to what it was. As I've mentioned many times on this podcast, my experience with the Dublin Gorilla Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but it's not haunting though, is it? So
no, not in a sense, but it was a paranormal event. And,
was
you know,
it,
just
though?
Seeing it on that day. I mean, we can always talk about it later. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, I guess we'll circle back. You know, if we ever have a quiet day.
If I ever give a shit. But
unlikely,
don't count
pal.
On it. Powers.
I feel like most hauntings are in houses. You know, there's not too many like free roaming ghosts. There are some. There's like cemetery ghosts and like forest ghosts.
I know what you mean, yeah.
But yeah, they usually seem to stick around houses.
But is that because people spend a lot of time in houses?
Well, that's true.
So if there's any weird occurrences, the likelihood is that if you spend 60% of your day in your house, that's where you're going to have a weird occurrence.
But I wonder if you spent if you were like a coast guard and you spent all your day right. on the beach, would there be a haunted beach?
Beach ghosts.
Because a lot of people have died at sea, but I guess that's a whole other thing.
Fair play.
But
we'll get to the beach ghosts.
The beach ghosts of Dudenbro. Surfer ghosts.
Dudenbro. I love it. Boo. Boo, dude.
Boo, dude.
Yo, I gotta haunt you, bro.
Boo, dude.
So funny.
Like, f***ing boo, dude.
f***ing bird, dude. Bro ghosts. I love it so much. Oh my god.
I mean, that's like it's amazing. That's an Adult Swim cartoon if ever you've seen
that's
one.
That's so good. Like all the bros that like drowned doing keg stands and now just float about like doing a handstand on the kegs. That's amazing.
And they're so immature. They've learned nothing through death. They're still in their like togas from their toga party. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's just, this one's kind of interesting because that looks like, I don't know, but that looks like a relatively new apartment building. It's like the story I was saying about my house, that's like a textbook one because that building's house. Over 100 years old, for whatever. Sure. You know, and when
so whenever, many murders have happened in there. Like so
holy
many.
Shit, by my
by
hand?
By your own hand? Well,
why did I phrase that like I'm a medieval lord?
By my own hand?
I'm secretly 305.
You throw dinner parties, but you just assume dinner parties are for killing guests. You've never had a normal dinner party.
I red wedding every dinner party I've ever been to.
Cup of tea, Rory. It's like, no, everyone that goes in that house
after dinner
dies.
Poison. I mean, tea.
Do you like milk and sugar with your poison tea? Poison tea? But just tea?
Yeah, whenever, like whenever my family moved into that house,
right?
My parents moved in before I was born. The you know, the, it was that kind of like cliche of where the owner is like, yeah, some weird stuff happens in this house.
No.
Yeah, like that stuff happens. People are like, yeah, like I've not in like a bad way, but they're like, yeah, I mean, I've seen stuff that I couldn't really explain.
What do they say?
Oh, I don't know, just like little things, just like yeah.
Little boy, half a head.
Just a little boy. Like, just don't bother him. Just don't go in like that side of the house.
Yeah.
For you know, 3 days out of the week. But that's like an old house. But
right.
This is kind of interesting. Like newer buildings. But I guess I mean people die all the time. I guess someone could die like last year, and then your house could be haunted this year.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like this guy Adam. He also, I mean, he said he looked up about a possible explanation as to what the origins of this spirit could be.
Yeah.
And he didn't find anything around the local area. So I was just like, well, you know what? I'll do a little bit of research. I'll give the guy a hand as well. So
okay.
I just weirdly at work Googled child dead store collapse. And I don't know why I did that because it just made me so sad because obviously I got like 100 hits.
Yeah.
But it was just all over the world. It was like Topshop. Child dead.
Wow.
I was like, brilliant. Now I feel bad
oh
now.
Oh my God.
And I didn't solve anything.
Yeah.
Ultimate
and
downer.
Your work, have your search
I'm on,
history.
Yeah, I'm on a list now.
I was thinking that earlier. This is like a little sidebar, but I was like, I was doing that as well. I was like, we're recording episodes of the podcast tonight and I was typing up some of like some last minute notes and research.
Right.
And I was like, I know to you listeners at home, this is fun and games. You know, so it's like a fun little Tuesday podcast listen
yeah, you
to.
Just, you know,
that
oh,
doesn't change the fact.
Episode. You just sit down and you just press play. Just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it just magically appears.
Yeah.
Like we didn't put decades of research into it. No, but it doesn't change the fact that whenever my coworkers look over my shoulder, they see dozens of Word documents on my desktop, like Rasputin research, you know, black-eyed kids, vampires, all of these research documents. Those are real.
I know what you mean. Through doing this podcast, our brains have been filled with utterly useless knowledge.
Yeah.
But also, it's all real. So
to a
certain degree, it's the most valuable knowledge of all.
That's right. And when the vampire beast of Blade and Bora comes for you and your family, who are you gonna call? Who are you gonna call? The police?
Yeah.
The special forces? The army?
Yeah. Are you gonna go, hi, Mr. Beast. Oh, I don't know what you are or how to deal with you, but I do know Pythagoras's theorem. I know some algebra. I have my, don't hurt me, here's my degree. Oh get out of here. You think a degree's gonna help?
So you
when
think
he shreds your body?
When he rips your mother's head off of her body, you think CPR? You think the recovery position is gonna work? Too late.
When he slits your father's throat, do you think 4 years of medical practice and an emergency health repair kit is gonna help you? No.
Whenever he breaks,
knowing where he nests, Will, knowing his eating habits, and having the knowledge that no matter what you do in life, he gonna get you. That's the real knowledge.
You think whenever the Sasquatch breaks both your legs in the woods, you think the AA is gonna come and fix your legs? Too late.
Too late, buddy. Too late. All you need to know is he's real. I rest my case.
At all.
I rest my case.
It doesn't help anything. Getting back to the story at hand.
Yeah, yeah. There's obviously a lot of loose ends here that I want to see tied together.
What I love is this idea of the dream world and the real world blending. Mm. That's cool.
I totally agree. And in terms of that, it's quite a romantic story. It's not just, I saw something creepy in my apartment. We got a bit of history. We got this character. We got this backstory.
Yeah.
And having it come together in so many ways, I'm really interested to see how this pans out.
Totally.
This could actually be, possibly, depending on how this develops, our first two-part episode.
God damn.
There could be enough in it as the case continues. But if you want to do your own investigations, as I said, his name is Adam Ellis on Twitter at Moby, I think, _ dickhead. A reliable source. I think that about wraps it up. It's difficult to come to a conclusion with an open case.
Yeah. I'm happy with that. Let's come back for another ride.
Do you
want
to do that? Leave it open-ended? Yeah. I'm happy to do that as well.
Yeah, let's do it. First time ever.
Okay. I'm happy to do that.
the listeners are furious.
Yeah, what?
The Twitter blows up overnight.
Because we also never go back to it. Well, I guess until we continue back, thank you very much for joining us for this episode of This Paranormal Life.
Oh, boy.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, and I insist that you do to check out our Polaroids and research, that is at This Paralife. And we are also on Facebook, which I believe is just under This Paranormal Life.
I think so.
Where we will keep up with posts, keep you guys up to date. It's an interesting one. It's a creepy one. I wouldn't mind David, you know, seeping into my own dreams.
You think?
Tonight.
Oh, God.
I want to be a part of this. One of the really funny things that is happening when you go through this is just seeing the responses to some of the things that he's tweeted. Because he'll tweet a picture where it's just like, oh, okay, leaving my haunted apartment for the weekend and a silly selfie. And then someone will reply being like, wait, you guys see this? And punch into just the most just noise like on it. And it's like, it's David.
CSI-esque, like, CGI scene.
Yeah. I think there's a an actual term for someone who sees faces within inanimate objects. That's a lot of what's going on right here. You should come over and look at these because these are actually really funny.
Okay.
So here's one in the apartment.
Yeah, it's just a normal selfie.
Normal one. But as you can see in the reflection, I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, is that... Or is that the eyes and the little nose and then maybe...
There's a lot of blurs there.
It is. Yeah. But then the best part is then in the comments, people then going through and like circling the designs. Like, they've just drawn the creepy pictures like in the designs.
Amazing.
That's someone's commented. Apparently it's called Pareidolia. Pareidolia. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
There's something kind of overly simplistic, I think, sometimes about the idea of, like, there are people literally want David to be there with the exact dent in his head, with the exact, like, look in his eyes in the reflections of the window. Where it's like, we're talking about extreme paranormal shit here. It works in mysterious ways, and it doesn't just show up wrapped in a little box with a nice neat bow on top.
It doesn't.
Sometimes you're looking for David, and you get the smoke monster from Lost. You get something bizarre.
You get something completely different. You're like, oh, I think David was in my apartment. No, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He was down there.
Totally.
But yeah, it's a complex story. It's a complex one. And I think we're going to be following that as it develops.
That's
much
right.
Like a Polaroid. Let's hope it doesn't develop into total blackness.
Dude. Boo, dude.
Boo, dude. The Pro Ghost. So, I guess until that next episode, thank you for joining us for this episode of This Paranormal Life. We will see you again next week. Bye-bye.